probably much to the chagrin of the people that you were talking to. Gay people are even more in the spotlight these days because of the It Gets Better project, which is a really fabulous project. If people haven't heard about it, it was your response to the news of all the suicides by teenagers who are being bullied for being gay or being perceived as gay. And this touched home in Indiana because Billy Lucas was one of the first casualties.
Billy Lucas was the reason we started it. We started the campaign. You know, we registered the domain on September 15th after Billy Lucas's death. It took us a week to get the video out. In that week, after our video was up, we found out about Asher Brown and Seth Walsh and Cody Barker in Wisconsin. And then, of course, Tyler Clemente, which made the whole issue explode nationally. But it was really Billy Lucas's suicide that, I don't want to use the word inspired. It's too upbeat a word. That prompted, that compelled us to do something.
And he was from Greensburg, Indiana.
Greensburg, Indiana.
Which is just up the street from us here. I want to read something that you said in your podcast when you were starting this and introducing it to people. We have the ability to talk to these kids right now. We don't need the permission of their parents or their school principals to talk to them. Today, we have the power to give these kids hope. We have the tools to reach out to them and tell our stories, to let them know that it gets better. And what came from that is a YouTube channel where people can submit their videos talking about their lives and talking about perhaps what happened to them in the past, but how they persevered through it. And you were the first person to add a video, obviously, with your partner, Terry.
Right. And it's been, the response has been tremendous. You know, I've always felt, I felt this way after hearing about Billy Lucas's suicide and Justin Aberg's before him in Minnesota this summer. The reaction as a gay adult, it's always, God, I wish I could have talked to that kid. And just been able, I'm going to cry, talk about it. Just been able to tell him it gets better. And you would think that knowing you would never get permission, knowing you would never be invited to talk to these kids, because it would bring charges of recruitment. You're trying to brainwash kids. You're trying to seduce them. And so, you know, the deal culturally has been for gays and lesbians, you're ours to torture until you're 18, and then you can get it. Then you graduate from high school and you can do what you want. And we can't touch you anymore, but you can't do anything about the kids we're currently torturing. That was the deal. And we obviously weren't the only gay, lesbian, bi, or trans people out there who felt like, God, I wish I could talk to these kids, but no one will ever give me permission. And my partner and I, by giving ourselves permission to talk to them, it kind of sparked this thing where everybody realized all at once that they didn't need the permission anymore than we did to talk and tell their stories. And, you know, not just tell their stories of bullying. We were really clear that we didn't just want kids who are being bullied know what being bullied is like. So there's a lot of videos where people, you know, heartbreaking tales of what they suffered. But the most important part of the video is where they're at now, how they got through it, how they coped, what their strategies were. A lot of videos from people talking about things they did to improve the schools they were in or their situation. So, you know, making it better and not just waiting it out for it to get better. But really what kids need to see and have disproved for them, someone particularly like Billy Lucas, you look at where these suicides are taking place, Greensburg, Indiana, unincorporated Houston County, some small town in California I can't pronounce, Stoykin, Wisconsin. These kids are isolated. They don't see openly gay, successful, happy, content adults, even just in passing in a restaurant or on the street. I know when I was a kid, I grew up in Chicago in the 70s, and every once in a while I would see gay people and think, I'll be all right. Because I would see like a gay couple in a restaurant or a group of gay people on a bus or walking the street on the subway, and I'd think, all right, I'll be fine. Like one day, I can join that. But in Greensburg, what could he see? And so to show your life and show your joy, that's the thing we kept saying to people. We want you to share your joy, not just your pain. They know it hurts. Share your joy. Because with a 15-year-old gay kid who kills himself, what he's saying is he can't picture a future with enough joy in it to compensate for the pain now, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's really radical and revolutionary and subversive. Not just the whole, like, not waiting for your permission anymore to talk to your kid and save your kid's life. And we're going over your head, mom and dad, and over your head, bigoted school administrators, over your head, bigoted religious leaders, quote unquote. And quote unquote's for the not bigoted, it's for the leader. And we're going to talk directly to your kids, and we're going to show them that what they're being told about being gay and lesbian or bi and trans is not true.
You're all over the place in the media because of this. So what's it like being the face of this project, sort of being the face of the movement?
Well, now Joel Burns is the face. He's the city councilman in Fort Worth, Texas, who made one of the most moving videos. Has more views than mine and Terry's now. Terry's really delighted about that because he doesn't like being recognized in public. He'd rather have Joel Burns be recognized in public. It's, you know, some people don't like that it's me, because some people don't like me, because I'm, you know, I write the dirtiest sex column in the history of sex columns, and I say things that piss people off, and, you know, my partner and I are in a couple of lawyers, and because I'm running the whole project, we have videos from porn stars, and we have videos from drag queens, and we have videos from guys who, one really funny one I think is really delightful, these two guys who are, you know, white gay guys talking to gay boys, their videos for gay boys. And at one point they stop and go, oh, we should probably think about what gay boys are, 15-year-old gay boys are interested in and not just talk about the stuff we're interested in. And then suddenly the room is full of guys in their underwear, like really hot, cute guys, like just sort of milling around in their underwear. And people have asked me to take all these videos down and even to edit and censor my video with Terry, because we talk about how we met and we talk about the dirty things we said to each other, the flirty, dirty, cheesy things we said to each other. And I've gotten notes from people saying, oh, that, you know, that's the wrong thing to say and it makes us look sex obsessed. Well, you know what? One of the things these kids have to look forward to is flirting and meeting people and saying silly things to each other in bars and maybe meeting your life partner that way. And sex is, and relationships and fun and cute people, whatever, however you define that, you know, conventionally attractive or unconventionally attractive, that's something that's worth sticking around for. That is one of the ways it gets better. And because I'm running this, we're not going to censor all of that, that joy. Like, one of the things that brings you joy as an openly gay adult is your sex life.
Well, in addition to the videos by the porn stars, there's a video that I found really compelling by a lesbian and a bisexual grade school, their grade school teachers or high school teachers, who did their video with masks on because they might
they can't
be fired.
Be out.
Can't be out and can't
It's like a hostage
kids.
Video.
And it's very powerful.
It is very powerful. They show flip cards. So you don't even hear their voices. They do flip cards where they make their statement. And what they're saying is, look around your school, we're there. Even if you don't think that there's any teachers there, just look around for one of us. And you can come to us, but we can't come to you. And we can't be out. And that's really powerful. And it's a message that I think kids need to hear. And I think it's a message that straight people need to hear about part of the problem is that there is no ENDA, that you can be fired for being gay or lesbian in most parts of the country. And, you know, if those teachers could be out without being retaliated against, the queer kids in that school and your kid could be one of the queer kids in that school. You don't want to find out the day your kid committed suicide that your kid was the queer kid in the school who had no support and no one to turn to. But your kid could be the queer kid in the school who could go to that person if she could be out, if it was known that there were safe spaces, lesbian teachers, gay teachers that they could rely on. It's really a heartbreaking video.
Yeah, that was very powerful. There was one posted just yesterday, too, that's interesting, sort of in the same vein as It Gets Better, but I don't think part of the project, by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
So she did say it gets better. It'll get better. She uses the phrase.
It will
so
get
we,
better.
We qualified it and stuck it on the website.
I mean, it's reached that far. 4 weeks ago, this project started, and it's reached so far to Hillary Clinton. That's amazing.
Yeah, 4 weeks ago, it was me and my boyfriend sitting in a bar. Another thing that ticked off a bunch of people. I got a bunch of emails about that.
Was that a bar?
Oh, bars are bad, and alcohol is bad, and drinking's bad. It's like, we met in a bar. My parents met in a bar. Like, suddenly we have to, like... But anyway, it went from me and my boyfriend having cocktails and talking in a bar about how we met and swapping dirty jokes and talking about our joy to Hillary Clinton in 4 weeks. And I really do think it's a watershed moment culturally where people are having to recognize that the religious right is lying and that, you know, this whole hopefully what's if there's anything besides saving lives that this will accomplish, the most important thing is saving lives, giving these kids hope, giving them coping mechanisms, giving them advice about what they can do. That's the most important thing. If it can finally give the lie to being gay as a choice. Because that's what the religious right, now they're getting on, you know, they went very quiet for a while. Now they're starting to speak up. And they would have us believe that Asher Brown, 13 years old, chose to be gay. And then it was an easier choice for Asher Brown to put a bullet in his head than just to choose to be straight again at 13.
Some critics say that this video project isn't addressing the real problem, which is a culture of hate in kids, culture of hate in high school and grade schools, and the bullying. So what do you say to those people?
You're right. This is triage, this project. I wrote a piece about it. Doesn't solve the problem of bullying. It provides hope. It provides, again, coping strategies and mechanisms. It provides a little bit of advice. It provides a shoulder to cry on. You know, my brother was more brutally bullied in grade school than I was. And I called him from HBR, actually, or Hyper. I called him because I was thinking about it at the gym. And I just called him to say, you know, I remember that you had it worse in grade school than I did. And you were straight. And you were more brutally bullied than I was. I was bullied, but it was worse for you. And he said, this is why I love him so much. He said, yeah, you're right, but I had mom and dad, and you didn't. So many LGBT kids have no one to turn to. They're bullied at school, bullied at home, bullied at church on Sundays. They don't have a shoulder to cry on. If nothing else, this project provides thousands and thousands and thousands of shoulders to cry on. One of the unexpected sort of benefits of this, the way we did it, where we didn't say send us raw video and we'll post it to YouTube. We said create your own YouTube account, post your video, and then we'll put it on the website. Was it anybody who responds to a video, writes a comment on a video? It goes right to the person who made the video, not to us. So there's all these people out there who are hearing from teenagers and young adults who are in the exact same situation that they were in, that they talk about in their videos. And they are responding to them, emailing with them, referring them to the Trevor Project, giving them advice. They are being that shoulder to cry on that so many LGBT kids lack because they can't turn to their parents because their parents are homophobes or because they're afraid they might be homophobes. So yeah, it doesn't solve bullying. We need safe schools legislation. We need anti-bullying programs, and we need arrests and prosecutions of kids who assault other kids. If an 18-year-old goes to a mall and beats up an old lady, he gets arrested. That 18-year-old goes to school and beats up a 13-year-old, he doesn't even get suspended. Something really wrong there. We also need to recognize that we can't snap our fingers and have safe schools legislation, anti-bullying programs, and crimes treated like crimes everywhere all at once all across the country. And in the meantime, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about these kids who are right now in these extreme situations where they're bullied, alone, isolated, miserable, and thinking about suicide? You tell me, you can't, these critics of the project, you can't tell me it's illegitimate to reach out to those kids and just say, hang in there. I made it. You can make it. Here's how I got through it. Here's where I am now. Hang in there. You know, I don't know how we got from Harvey Milk saying somebody will open a newspaper and see a story about an openly gay person being elected to the San Francisco City Council and take hope, and that can change a life, to how dare you, and this doesn't do everything, so you shouldn't do it at all. Is that what the critics would have? It's like pull the whole site down because it doesn't solve the problem. Well, you know, the breast cancer march didn't end breast cancer, right? Should we not have breast cancer awareness month and breast cancer marches? They're just grousing these people. Can suck my dick.
They're not going to stop bullying these videos, and unfortunately, they're not going to stop suicides.
No.
And there was news of another gay suicide recently. So,
but a gay kid who didn't commit suicide isn't going to make the news. And I'm hearing every day from teenagers who are watching these videos and taking hope, and most heartbreakingly, I'm hearing from parents who have felt helpless watching their kids be bullied for being LGBT. And they're sitting down at computers with their kids to watch these videos together. And they're telling me that they're taking hope. Yeah, there are still going to be suicides. You know, we pass hate crimes legislation, there's still going to be hate crimes. You pass anti-discrimination legislation, there's still going to be discrimination. It's just there's a remedy then. There's something you can do about it. Yeah, I have no illusions that this will save every life. But I believe, I know it already has saved lives.
I wonder, since it's so prevalent in the news these days, is the media grabbing at this as a story to focus on, gay suicide, or should we call this an epidemic?
We don't know that it's an epidemic. This could just be a confluence of, you know, shark attacks, right? gay teenagers 4 to 6 times more likely to commit suicide. Suicide is a problem. Bullying is a problem. I shouldn't compare it to shark attacks because that's just a media creation. But there was this, you know, spate of either suicides breaking through to the national media, and it took off. And I don't even know what I'm saying here. You know, we did this before Asher, before Seth, before Cody, before Raymond, before Tyler, because, you know, Justin Aberg's suicide and Billy Lucas's suicide were bad enough. My boyfriend and I were taking action after hearing about those two. If the media needed a handful more to really respond and raise people's awareness, okay. It's a case of, you know, okay, the media is paying attention, we're going to grouse about that. And if they were ignoring these suicides, we would grouse about that.